WNYC's Community Partnerships Desk regularly teams up with the nonprofit Street Lab to highlight stories from neighborhoods across New York City. We recently stationed ourselves on Amsterdam Avenue and West 107th Street in Manhattan. Here's some of what we heard on the upper West Side.
My name is Carrie Reynoso, and I live in Amsterdam Avenue. I've lived here for 39 years, born and raised. One of the memories that pop up when I walk around the neighborhood is when we were younger, me and my sister used to help my mom sell empanadas. And she was able to do that, loving what she did and loved everybody that was around the area. And now me and my sister is doing the same with my niece and nephew. And we just keep going with the tradition of, you know, getting to know people and selling food and doing what we like to do and just enjoying each other in the neighborhood.
My name is Greg Romulus, and I live right on this block. I came from Haiti. Right now, Haiti is going through a lot. It's a gang issue. My parents are still back home. It's a constantly battle for me to concern about my parents. But I get involved in so many things here, volleyball, choir. I've been in the neighborhood since 1995. And, you know, it's been a great neighborhood. There was a drug problem here. And I became involved in the block association. And then we helped the neighborhood. Right now, it's pretty safe.
My name is Lynette Spencer, and I live right here on 108th in Amsterdam. I came here quite by accident. I lost my husband from COVID in 2020, and I left the apartment we had because I couldn't stay there. You know, I just had to adapt to being by myself. Instead of being inside depressed, I come outside now. I love the shopping, the stores. I enjoy here.
My name is Peter Arnson, and I live in the Bloomingdale neighborhood of the Upper West Side. It was also called Manhattan Valley. This has been a working class neighborhood for generations. It's been an immigrant neighborhood for generations. It was immigrants that built these five-story buildings that we're surrounded by. They were built back around the turn of the century. It's a source of pride that we are still living in them 150 years later, and they serve us well. And you find families. I've raised a family in the neighborhood, and you have people from all over the world.
My name is Domingo Pedroso Perez. For the last 40 years, I'm living over here in the city. I'm coming from Cuba. Right now, I'm living at 123 over there in Harlem, all the way between Lenox and Clint's. I like dancing. I love dancing, you know me? I love it. Like my spirits go away. My spirit is fly. When I'm dancing, you know me. Oh, everything in my body is going out.
My name's Elizabeth Horowitz, and I live on the upper West Side. I'm a New Yorker. I'm currently in graduate school at Columbia, getting my master's in public administration. I have a deep, passionate love for the city and everything that it represents. And for example, right now, the school that I'm in, it's very international. And so I find myself wanting to explain New York or represent New York or just show it through the food that we have or the sounds that we hear or the smells, whether they're good or bad. I just am so proud of this city and all of its flaws and its beauty. And so it means a lot of things.
My name is Vince Evans. I'm from Harlem, born and raised. I grew up not too far from here in the Douglas Projects. I kind of grew up poor, but you wouldn't really know it. Everybody's is like a community. We all go through it together. That's one thing I like about this neighborhood. As long as you wake up another day, you got another chance for it to be good. You know what I'm saying? Keep a smile, keep a positive attitude. Regardless of what I go through, I still have another chance to make it right.
A collection of voices from the Bloomingdale neighborhood of Manhattan, also known as Manhattan Valley. The next stop for WNYC's Community Partnerships Desk and Street Lab is Tompkinsville on Staten Island. Look for us, weather permitting, Saturday, April 22nd on Minthorne Street between Victory Boulevard and Bay Street from 1 to 3 in the afternoon.